is filled with swift transition.
Not
of earth on move can stand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hands. Trust in Him who will not leave you. Whatsoever years may bring, if by earthly friends forsaken, still more closely to Him cling. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Covet not this world's vain riches, which so rapidly decay. Seek to gain the heavenly treasures. They will never fade away. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. When your journey is completed, if to God you have been true, fair and bright your home in glory, your enraptured soul will view. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand.
Help it, Lord, we pray.
Well, we're happy to be here this morning, aren't we? Brother Kenny and Brother Jay.
Lord, helping Jesus.
Had a good trip up. As Brother Ray was saying, he had reasons last night why he thought he might not be here today. And I thought, well, the same thing happened to me. I had a little girl sick way up into the night last night, a granddaughter, and I just, every few minutes I'd have to spray her throat with that stuff that keeps you sore throat from hurting so bad. And I thought, well, I won't be able to get out of the bed in the morning, liable to not be, but I've had a great trip. We've had a great day. I traveled with two brothers I love, and we had a safe trip, and I thank Him for that, and I'm glad to be here. I sometimes say I'm like Minnie Pearl. I'm just so glad to be here. Glad to see you folks again.
Glad to see you, Brother Jim.
I had looked forward to being with Brother Lonzo today. I looked in the minute book and saw who was to be here, and you too, Brother Ray. I looked forward to being with that brother, and of course, he passed away yesterday, as Brother Trey was saying. And he was called, you and Brother Ray and myself, and I love Brother Lonzo. He was simple, plain, and the real thing.
Yeah.
He's gone on. He held to God's unchanging hand here. Now he's gone on to be with him. There is a reunion for the children of God in a land that's beyond our comprehension. But by the Spirit, we can somewhat anticipate those things yet to come. This morning, there's a couple of scriptures on my mind. In the fifth chapter of the book of Romans, there's some information, some scripture that's on my mind this morning. Now, starting at the 8th verse, chapter 5 of the book of Romans, "But God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." The scripture before that says, "For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die." A righteous man and a good man, some would dare to die. "But God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him." Only way to escape hell, folks, is through the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Brother Ray preached that. Jesus shed His blood on Calvary. Precious blood. Yep. Why was it precious? It was the Son of God's blood. Precious blood. But the life's in the blood. He gave His life as a ransom to ransom us. Vile sinners, lost human race, that we might be with Him in eternity. Oh, what a Savior, folks. Oh, what a Savior. Saved from wrath through Him, justified by His blood. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, and you were made friends with God by the death of Jesus Christ. Christ shed His blood for the whole world. All mankind. All mankind. Not for a few, but all mankind. But it only applies in those that turn to Him and believe in Him. Amen. Though we were reconciled unto God, the whole world were reconciled to God by the death of His Son. Much more, been reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. This morning, folks, I am thankful. I am very, very thankful this morning to be one of those that's justified. What, just as if I'd never sinned. Brother Ray, I enjoyed what you say. And Brother Terry also. We're all sinners. All sinners. I used to hear people say, "I'm not a sinner." Well, folks, I'm telling you, the Bible says that he that saith he hath no sin presently is a liar, and the truth's not in him. Deceived. And he that says he hath not sinned makes God a liar. We're all the best we can do in our flesh, the best that we do. We're by nature sinners. And thank God sin is condemned in the flesh. And thank God Almighty this morning, if you're a Christian, thank God we've got an intercessor. We got the very Son of God, the Son of the Judge, if you will, making intercession for us that we would be righteous with God. Thank God this morning we're born again. We're made new. We're drawn nigh by the blood of the very Son of God. I'm glad this morning that that His blood wipes away my sin, past, present, and future. I'm thankful this morning that a man like me, folks, a man that ought to go to hell, by the grace of God, I get to go the other way. Why shouldn't we lift up holy hands and praise the Son of God who redeemed us from that burning hell? I can't imagine a hell that burns without a ceasing. I can't imagine something on fire that is not consumed. But folks, all those folks, all mankind that don't repent and get born again through the blood of Jesus Christ are going to exist through all eternity, burning, burning, and burning in pain and torment and never consumed. How can you imagine such a thing? But whether we can imagine it or not, folks, it's true. The Bible says it, and we do well to take heed to what the book says. If we lean to our own understanding, or if we listen to what Grandpa Bob said, and it's contrary to the Scripture, I don't get rid of your Bible. I stand aside. I take what the Bible says and stand on it, and you will stand in eternity. And when the whole world is passing away, we'll be there. But folks, there's something else on my mind today. In the Bible, the 10th chapter of John, the 10th chapter of the Gospel according to John, the 10th verse. Here's what the Bible says. I start with the 9th verse. I am the door. Jesus Christ speaking. I am the door. And what's a door for? It's to go through and out. Jesus said, I am the door. What? I am the door. If any man enter in, he shall be saved. Not maybe, but shall be saved. He's the only way, folks. Get rid of everything that stands between you and the Lord and come up to Him on the terms of the gospel. Come up to that door and remember you can go through it and live with God forevermore. If any man by me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. And here's the 10th verse. The thief cometh. The thief cometh but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come, he said, that they might have life. That they might have life. And not only that they might have life, but they might have it more abundantly. Folks, we can have heaven right here on earth if we will. If we'll go to the source that's got it to give.
There you go, Brother Jim.
I am come that you may have life. What is that? Eternal life. And not only eternal life, but have life and have it more abundantly. Joy. We can have joy. The Bible says rejoice. And I say again, rejoice. What? Even in trouble we can rejoice. When things are troubling here, when things are troubling here, we can rejoice in that we got a better place to go.
Amen. Brother Jim.
Amen. Peter talking about what was to come, what he had in the future. What he had in the future, the hope that we have, the assurance. And I believe it, that this hope is not just a wish. It's a real thing. Our hope is Jesus. We don't go around wishing for something we already have. If we're born again, we have a sure hope. A hope anchored within the vein, within the veil. I'm telling you, the Bible says, he that professeth to know anything and knows nothing yet as he ought to. I believe that's a know-it-all. Have you ever tried to tell a know-it-all anything? You cannot. But we know a lot more than what people think we do.
Amen.
You know that you know. And I'm not wanting to boast on anything but Jesus Christ the Lord. I've already told you if I got what I deserved, I'd split hell wide open. But I know Jesus. And to know Him is eternal life.
That's what the Bible says, Brother Jim. Preach it.
And I know that I love my brothers.
There you go.
I know that. I can't stay mad at them. I can't.
That's right.
I can get aggravated with somebody, and you all the same way, but you can't really stay mad at them, can you?
No.
Something's there, something stronger than that.
Says, watch it.
Amen. Ellis Ambergy told a story one time about. Told a story about one time where he worked. There was a lady that had gotten a death sentence, maybe cancer, and it was terminal. And she got concerned about her soul. And if anybody's got any sense, whether they got terminal cancer or they're walking around in full health, you'll get concerned about your future. And you need to do something about it, folks. Being concerned will not get the job done. It's trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. This woman got concerned. And she began to question. And after a while, she came to Brother Ellis, knowing him as a preacher.
Uh-huh.
And said to him, how do you know that you're right with God? How do you know that you're a child of God? She wanted to be sure. There's nothing wrong with being as sure as you can.
That's right.
Make your calling. Make your calling and election.
Sure.
I mean, there's There's nothing wrong with questioning what you stand on. It's the difference in questioning God and what you're standing on. You might be standing on the wrong thing. Some people may be dependent on the regular Baptist to get them to heaven. You'll split hell wide open. Some people may be dependent on their family to get them to heaven. They may be dependent on their good works. They may be dependent on their political party, but there ain't no way into heaven except by the door. And Jesus said, I am the door. No other name given under heaven except through by Him. Brother Ellis said he thought... And he said, it came to him. He said, he was raised in Knott County. Back in the hills, we had an old battery-powered radio. I don't remember. Big batteries they used. I don't remember that, but Ellis did. And he said, back in those days, we'd tune in that radio, and maybe on the Grand Ole Opry on Saturday night, and they'd play those Christian songs sometimes. He said there was a song, Give Me That Old Time Religion. Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
We could just take off singing it now and sing four or five verses if we wanted to, couldn't we?
Yeah.
He said to that woman, said there was a song, Give Me That Old Time Religion. He said one of the verses in that song was, Makes You Love Everybody. Remember that? Makes you love everybody. And folks, I'll tell you what. If you're a born-again child of God, you love everybody. You don't love their ways. Maybe Brother Terry said, somebody said, he don't love sin. He don't love the homosexual lifestyle, but he loves the homosexual. He don't love the liar, the lies, but he loves him that's lying. He's angry with sinners, yes. But God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I'll tell you, folks, when you look at me, you look at again at a man ought to go to hell, but because of the love of God and what He shed on Calvary and me putting my trust in Him and believing Him to be my only way, I got salvation in my heart, and it came from Jesus, and it's sure and steadfast.
Amen.
We have reason to rejoice. We don't have to go around with a long face all the time. If we can, Brother Lonzo, I got to think a while ago, I'm sorry that he's gone. I'll never hear that voice singing again here except on tapes. And I love that fact about tapes and CDs. You can hear those long gone. And I do believe that people are getting saved under the preaching of men that are no longer here, whose voice is here. God's got all kinds of ways to lead men and women to Christ if they'll follow those ways. There's clues all on the trail, if people will just hearken unto them and follow them that lead to Jesus.
There you go, Brother Jim.
I got to thinking about that. I never hear that again. That saddens me.
Sure.
But then I got to thinking, Brother Junior, oh, what he must be enjoying today. Oh, what he must be enjoying today. And there's a part of me that longs to be past all this. There's a part of me that longs to be past death over on the other side. There's a longing within me to be there. But this nature is so strong within us that we dread that. The sting of death.
Our grandchildren, our children, everything.
The sting of death. None of us have experienced that. And you know what? If we just take what the Bible says about it and rest completely on that, we wouldn't dread it so bad. He'll be with us in the seventh trouble. He'll be there, folks. I have a feeling that when it comes time for my last breath, that Jesus will be right there. And probably if I could speak to those around me, I'd probably be able to say, well, it wasn't near as bad as I thought it would be. I believe that. You know, the Bible says death is swallowed up. The sting of death.
Yeah.
The sting of death is swallowed up in what?
Victory.
Victory. Victory in who? In Jesus Christ the Lord. Praise His name. Someone said one time that if the sting of death is swallowed up in victory, it must be like a big old bumblebee. You know, or a hornet. You ever been stung by a hornet?
Oh, boy.
Last time I got stung by a hornet, it like to kill me, literally. The doctor said the next time it might, if I ever got stung by a hornet again. I've been stung before, but all of a sudden I had an allergic reaction to it, and it like to took me out of this life. And so I got one of those bee sting kits, you know. And you know what I did? First thing you know, I let it lapse. You got to renew those things.
Yeah.
But you know, death, if you really look at it the right way and the way the Bible teaches us, it's like a big old bumblebee or a big old hornet with the stinger pulled out. Can't do nothing but buzz and fly around and cause a lot of trouble. The sting of death is swallowed up in victory. Jesus Christ the Lord. Oh grave, where is thy victory? Swallowed up in Jesus.
There you go, brother.
Yes, Brother Lonzo is gone. Some of these days, that day may be today, maybe many years from now, you'll hear, you hear about Jim Fields.
That's right.
Gone on. But I fully expect to testify to you here today, by the grace of God. And grace means unmerited favor. It means not something you deserve. I already told you what I deserve.
Amen.
But by grace, through faith, I plan on being on the other side. In heaven, sweet heaven.
Amen.
Y'all feel that way?
I do.
Oh, man. Don't it make you just want to pinch yourself sometimes? That it makes you want to, like, pinch yourself and make sure it's real. Oh, praise the Lord. You ever had a... We've got heaven to go to, folks. If you got Jesus, you got it made. You'll have tears here. You'll have trouble. I do. I can testify to that. But I've got more than that. I've got victory, victory, victory.
In Jesus
Christ the Lord. Come and go with me to my Father's house. Can't you just hear Brother Lonzo singing it? Come and go with me to my Father's house. Where there's
joy,
joy, joy. Praise the Lord. Don't you want to go there? Let me say to you today, in my closing remarks, if there be anybody here today that is toying with this idea of salvation. Now, toying means just playing around. You've got plans. You may have plans, not firm plans, but you've got some plans that you're going to make it right with the Lord. Hey, if you mess around with that, if you mess around with salvation, it'll slip through your hands.
That's right.
But the Bible says, you know what the Bible says? Today is the day. Today, folks, is the day of salvation. Not tomorrow. This instant. When is the right time? In the day you give your whole heart to God. In the day. And this sure is the day. Give your whole heart to God. And He will be found with you.
Amen.
That means salvation, don't it, Brother Junior?
Amen.
That means salvation. Well, praise the Lord. I'm glad to be one of His. And I'm not ashamed of Him. Not at all. I wish I was more bold in Him. But I'm not ashamed of Him. At least I'm not now. I'm glad to stand here in the Little Jewel Church and raise up my hands and say, my salvation is of the Lord.
There you go,
brother. He is my all in all. He is the best thing that ever happened to me. And I want everybody to know that. Jesus, Jesus, Savior of my soul. Praise the Lord. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord. Brother Junior.